my name is Taylor, and I'm the Audience Relations Manager for NC Stage. I'm sitting down with Mike Wiley, our star of The Friar of Freedom, our opening show of the 2019-2020 season. Thank you for being here, for answering some questions.
Absolutely.
All right, so first up, how do you prepare for your shows, or how do you get into character?
Oh, you know, I try and listen to music that I think that either the main character or thematically the play centers around. Oddly enough, with this particular play, I've been listening to a 90s Afrocentric hip-hop group called X-Clan that I loved in the 90s and really fuels me for this show. And I love it. So I listen to that. I of course do vocal and breathing exercises, but I also try and center myself in who the character of Abraham Galloway is for this particular show. For other shows like Darhi or One Noble Journey about Henry Box Brown, the slave who mailed himself to freedom, you know, I try and do the same thing, finding music or something to read that kind of puts me in the proper mindset medicinally to walk into the world of the play without feeling tethered to the realities of what is going on in my day. While at the same time, there's no mysticism to it, knowing that I've got to use the emotions that have been with me throughout the day in whatever happens on stage. You know, a lot of people say, well, you know, you when acting, you got to leave all of that stuff behind you. You got to leave it all, you know, back in the dressing room, or you got to leave it at home, and you come on stage and you're brand new. Well, that's you're trying to create, you know, a mystical magic that's you know, really not possible. The best thing to do is to use whatever it is that you have encountered throughout the day in the work, and let however that filter through you, that brings a reality to the moment.
Awesome. So you have quite a variety of productions and a variety of characters that you play. So are some productions and characters more challenging than others? And how do you cope with that challenge?
I would say, all these years of doing Darhi, the story of Emmett Till, it's still not easy to play the kind of racist, murderous racist that I have to play in that show. The guys who killed Emmett Till and then, after killing him, doubled down on the fact that they killed him by saying that they would kill him again if given the opportunity. These are things that I have to say on stage, but in the interest of speaking the truth, of being a true character and not a caricature, not being false when I'm playing those people, I have to go there. I have to prepare myself to go there, because ultimately what I'm trying to put forth is an honest portrayal of an individual, and it's tough playing those guys, but at the same time, if I don't play those guys with the utmost truth, then those folks in the audience that could potentially see themselves or see their relatives in those characters won't see them. They'll just see a caricature and say, well, I don't know that person. And what I ultimately want is an audience to be affected, right? Changed in some way, to walk out of the door in a different place than they walked in. And if they see my show and see either themselves or see someone they might know, they might walk out with the courage to change themselves or change others.
That kind of goes into my next question, which is, what do you hope audiences walk away with the Fire of Freedom specifically? What do you hope folks get out of that production?
You know, on the surface, I want people to, and I think Howard Kraft, who wrote it, would love for people to know more and want to learn more about Abraham Galloway and who he was and what he did for Americans, not just African Americans, not just former slaves, but what he did for Americans. And I think that's the overarching desire of presenting this piece. But at the same time, you go into the world of the piece and you really want to fire people up, you know. And I don't mean that in a pun kind of way. I really want people to be excited and want to make some kind of exceptional difference in what is happening in the world of 2019. You know, they see what is happening here in 1864, and hopefully that they see the similarities, or see some similarities, or see some need or necessity to walk out into the daylight of 2019 and say, holy moly, it's 2019 and people are still erecting that rebel flag. Mm. People are still worshiping a false narrative of heritage, not hate. Walk out there and do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I, at the end of the play, when I say, we make our demands for the black soldier that has yet to fire a rifle. We make our demands for the black soldier that is already battle weary. We make our demands for those that have already given their lives in pursuit of liberty. Those are also the demands that we should make of ourselves. They are the demands that we should make of the world that we live in, because there are folks out here that are already battle weary because we have been working so hard in the trenches and in these movements. So please join us, you know, join our fight.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sit on the sidelines and say, I feel for those folks. That's got to be terrible to have to look at that flag and blah, blah, blah. Well, do something about it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, those are just the few questions that I have.
Okay.
Do you have anything else that you would like to say to the folks who are listening?
I'm just really happy and proud of NC Stage Company for wanting to not only have me in this space for 3 weeks this time, or 3 weekends this time, but having this story, and then last year having the story of Emmett Till, really putting forth a message to your audiences that this is what's important to you all. This is part of your mission statement, that you are going to make a concerted effort to tell the stories of the marginalized, to tell the stories of people who have been othered in this country and as well as other places. So thank you for that.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sitting down. The Fire of Freedom runs until October 6th here at NC Stage, and you can get your tickets online or by phone today.